Made exclusive devotion, meditating in my transcendental form. To them, I carry what they lack, and I preserve what they have. Perfect. One who is unable to live for a moment without Krishna consciousness cannot but think of Krishna 24 hours a day, being engaged in devotional service, hearing, chanting, remembering, offering prayers, worshipping, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, rendering other services, cultivating friendship, and surrendering fully to the Lord. Such activities are all auspicious and full of spiritual potencies, which make the devotee perfect in self-realization. So that his only desire is to achieve the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such a devotee undoubtedly approaches the Lord without difficulty. This is called yoga. By the mercy of the Lord, such a devotee never comes back to this material condition of life. Jaina refers to the merciful protection of the Lord. The Lord helps the devotee to achieve Krishna consciousness by yoga. And when he becomes fully Krishna conscious, the Lord protects him from falling down to a miserable conditioned life. Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityananda. Namaste Sate Devi Gauravani Pratanya Nirvishna Sashunyavai Naskatyari Shatani
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudevi Gaura Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The verse again reads, Ananyas Chintayantanam Yejana Parivasate Tesham Nitya Vyoktanam Yoga Chimam Vyoktanam. But those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. This verse is the verse for festivals. And everyone just is ready to absorb spiritual instructions in the hopes that they will carry him or her throughout the busy life of devotional service in 1995. This verse says, or makes a point, they who worship Krishna are taken care of by Krishna. They are supplied with what they need and whatever they have that's maintained. They have ample illustrations of this in the Shastra. For instance, we hear about a great female devotee of great spiritual teacher Ramanuja, who just by taking care of this principle, being devoted to to Guru and Krishna was miraculously saved from a very, very embarrassing situation. Let me explain or give the story at the beginning of our considerations to capture your tired attention and to make a point which is, illustrate a point which is not so easy to understand. Once, Ramanujacharya was coming through a village where he had two disciples. One was a woman who was married to a Buddhist, and another was a very rich man. So Ramanuja, knowing of the extraordinary devotion of that particular lady, decided not to go to the rich man's house and live there, but to visit his female disciple and give her the chance to serve him. They were so poor that they only had one proper garment, and the Ramanujacharya banged on the door. The woman who was inside said, who is there? He said, well, Ramanuja. Oh, Gurudev, Jai, Jai. Can I come? Oh, no, you can't come. Why not? Well, you know, our proper dress is just as my husband. He's begging at this moment, and he has taken the only chala in the house. I'm here. I won't be able to receive you properly. So Ramanuja was so charmed by the simplicity that he just threw his chala into the door, and she dressed herself properly and opened the door. She was very, very, very happy that her spiritual master had come and wanted to cook a proper meal. However, there was nothing in the house. So she went to the merchant of the village and said, please give me food for cooking. I was at the merchant, you are so poor, you will never pay it back. She said, that never, it's my spiritual master. Okay, just give me whatever you have. And he said, no, I'm going to give you more than you, which I have in this shop. If for one night you will fulfill my desire. And she said, all right. She just wanted to get the food cooking. So she cooked a wonderful meal for Ramanuja. Ramanuja said, oh, I just need some apple or something small. So I need to do the same, she said. Said Ramanuja, thank you very much. Now, the husband was also there, and the husband asked, how was it possible for you to serve such a big meal? And she said, by giving a promise. And I said to the husband, what is that? And she told him. The husband said, how could you promise? Well, she said, I didn't really think about it. I just wanted to serve. And now you have to go, said the husband. You have given your word. So she went before, she made sure. She took a little mahaprasad of Ramanujacharya. And fellowship was there, all with the fire of desire, and he said, no. But first eat a little Mahaprasad, she said. And because it was touched by Mahabhagavat, great soul, the man's lusty desire left him. He just felt very sorry. Why am I such a rascal? And then she says, well, you have not taken initiation from Ramanujacharya. That's the reason. And then he became so, how do you say, amazed and attracted that he said, let me see this great soul. And surrendered unto Ramanujacharya and became Bhakta. Eventually he became saved. So I wanted to tell you this amazing story, which is a true incident, to illustrate the point that by surrender to Guru and Krishna, our needs are taken care of. Needs to serve was taken care of. She prepared beautiful things, and also her individual needs for protection were well taken care of. So to have such exclusive faith in Krishna is not so easy. Do you have the faith that by surrendering to Krishna you will take care of everything? If you really ask yourself this question, you might go through an existential crisis, finding out that you do not, as of yet, have such a deep amount of shraddha, of faith. Today, we celebrate Varaha's appearance day. What we celebrate is that the Lord took on the form of a huge boar and dove to the bottom of the universe, where the planet Earth was lying submerged in mud. And he just took it and brought it back to the place where it is. Do you believe this? It's amazing, isn't it? A big boar, greater than, so big that he can carry the earth. Yeah. Dr. Boris is going to theology classes. I think if you were telling us your theological professors that God takes the form of a huge pig, they would have the difficulties in their lives. So do you believe it? Yes, it's an easy answer. Very easy answer. We have to say it, otherwise we don't get prasadam in this. Faith in Krishna is something which is not so easy to come by. I remember in this connection the great Rajasuya sacrifice. Imagine all the dignitaries of the world, all the Bill Clintons and Helmut Kohlskis and Tuchmanskis and so on. They had come, all the political leaders, and on top of it, all the saints. And now the question was, who was the best amongst them? Who should be chosen to be the president? Sahadev said, Krishna. food for Krishna. He said he carried a huge mountain on his finger. When he was a little baby, he killed the monster Dudana. He spoke the Bhagavad Gita. Great saints worship him. He gave many deeds. So after he had spoken, very educated man, Shishupala spoke against him. But you worship Krishna. You say he lifted a huge mountain, but this was just, you know, a turbid hill, which was hollow, nothing inside. You know? It looks like a solid mountain, but it is hollow inside. So this was your big bait with Krishna. And you said he killed Putana. But what's so great in killing a woman? Women need to be protected, not killed. And you say all these saints worship Krishna. They just hope to get some sweets. Because Krishna is a cowherd boy and he makes milk sweets in his family. So don't worship Krishna. There are many more qualified people like Varasandra. Like me, for instance, he said. So, it's not so easy, you can see from Shishupala, thing to have faith in Krishna. I would say most of the people in this day and age do not have faith in Krishna. You say, well, chant Hare Krishna and your life will be sublime. And they say, well, by chanting Hare Krishna, you do hyperventilation, too fast breathing, and then some oxygen comes in the brain, and this gives a feeling of pleasure. It's similar to the pleasure which happens in activities we don't mention at this time, when the ladies are open. So, it's very hard to come by, find faith in Krishna. Now, before I address how we can develop faith in Krishna, I want to make another point. Usually, you have only faith in something in which you are also attracted. Because if you are not really attracted to something, you will not really have anything to do with that. For instance, today I was talking to a brahmachari, and the brahmachari was saying, I have no faith in women. Why do you make such a statement? You can have faith in women. And he said, no, I'm not attracted. Do you follow his logic? I can make a statement which is true for me. My statement is, I have no faith in computers. It's really a fact. I think whatever you do with these things, you may scam them. Personal conviction. I know that I'm now making offense against the holy cow some of our listeners. but this is my experience. It all goes away, wrong, and you lose it, and it never falls, you know. My secretary can tell you. And the reason really is that I'm not at all attracted to work with these things. If I would be attracted to pushing buttons and, you know,
having the feeling I can control something on the screen, I would certainly have a lot of faith, because if I'm attracted to something, I would engage with it, I would involve myself in it. Why have you developed faith in Krishna consciousness, although in the beginning you might have felt these are people from a different planet? Why are you now also shaved up? Yes, at least once a year. Why? Because you felt attracted, isn't it? You thought, well, it's not so bad to go down to a plant early at 4 o'clock in the morning. You felt far out. You can only, this is my point, to really develop some faith in something, you have to first of all become attracted to it. Do you follow my point? If you are not attracted to this, you won't have anything to do with it, and subsequently not have any chance to develop faith. So many people are not attracted to Krishna, have no faith in Krishna, because they are not attracted to Krishna. The big reason is that they are attracted to something else. And most of them in this material world, the central point of attraction is, of course, the opposite sex. Now, this type of attraction is only skin deep. It's not very deep. Prabhupada gave the example of a mannequin. A puppet in the shopping window. It's painted. It's plaster, a plastic, fantastic. With the plastic fantastic lover which is there in the shopping window, that is plastic painted with some color. So if you become attracted to this, it's not very deep, because it's, you become more involved with the plastic thing, you will find out that the lover is just form, that's all. So this attraction in the material world, which is basically centered around the sexual attraction, is attraction to a mirage. If you go closer to the mirage, you will find out nothing is there. So if you go to in the direction of these material attractions, first and foremost the sexual attraction, you will find out there's really nothing there. So, but because most of the people in this world just remain deadly attracted to this, therefore they are not really attracted to Krishna. They just look in the other direction. They look to the mirage, to the illusion. Sri Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhogaishvarya Prasaktanam, that those people who look in this direction do not become determined spiritual life. And they cannot develop any faith. They just remain scratching the surface of their life. That's all. So, now, let me discuss first of all how we can develop some attraction to Krishna. The only way to develop attraction to Krishna is if we hear information about Krishna repeatedly, again and again and again. This is how you develop attraction to anything which is unknown. You need to hear
again and again, every day. And then after a while, Jews want to go there. Rukmini, for instance, is an example of this. She heard about Krishna from Narada Muni. And after she heard, she became so attracted that she wrote a letter, a love letter, and said, "My dear Lord, just kidnap me. That's all. And if you don't do it in this life, there are many, many other lives, as long as it takes until you take me." This is a very nice point. By hearing regularly about Krishna, you can actually develop an attraction to Krishna. When you have an attraction to Krishna, you will develop deep faith in Him. And you will see how Krishna will protect you always. Now, you might say, "Okay, Maharaj, you have not said something essentially new. Just remind us our situation. Said that to develop faith in Krishna is important. No, you said that's possible when you become attracted to Krishna by hearing regularly about Him. But we are in Maya. These instructions are not for us. We have so much to do, we can't hear regularly about Krishna. So much. What tip can you give us? Then there is still attraction to Maya. Do we have any chance? Can we also come to that sublime stage of Krishna consciousness? Now, there is a very interesting point which I want to raise now. I'm always looking at the clock because we started so late. And do you want to hear this at all?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I lost all my audience. See, today I was talking to a devotee and he was talking about business, all business. I mean, we were talking about how to overtake the world and we needed a little money, so we talked also about business. There is a secret in business life. When you are a small businessman, but you have the backing of a big businessman, then it's very easy to become victorious in the battlefield of business. For instance, if I am a poor sannyasi, and I'm traveling around in the world and I want to preach and I want to do many things, if I have a Sharanagati program, and everyone gives 31 marks a month, then I can do many, many things in my life. You follow? If I have the backing of other people, the Vaishnava, then it's very easy for me to move in this world. So this is exactly the situation of someone who's still not out of Maya, but who wants to become successful in his or her Krishna conscious life. It is possible if he or she has the backing of Guru, Shastra and Sadhu. Whenever some problem arises in the life, that person can go back and get strength, inspiration and advice. Now, since we are struggling against Maya, the backing must come from a place which is outside of Maya.
Do you follow this logic? If I am in Maya, and the sun is reflecting on his head, freshly shaven.
Very nice.
If I am a Maya, and I do have a strong backing from somewhere, which is someplace out of Maya, my problem is solved. Just like if I have no money, no monatsky, no ingenpenge or whatever, no money, no. If I have the begging of someone who is not in that situation, who is out of the poor life, who is a member of the rich life, then I have no problem. I can always go with this. So this is how a devotee who is still not having total attraction to Krishna, and whose faith in Krishna is lacking, so that the story which we told in the beginning is just almost impossible to put into practice, how such a devotee can also become successful. We have to have backing. Also Rückhalt, sagt man in Deutsch. What you do, is it authorized by the guru? What you do is authorized by the guru, by the shastra, and by the sadhu. In your life, do you conduct yourself in such a way that this transcendental begging can come always into wherever you are? Do you live your life like this? If you do, you will see how you will become more and more attracted to Krishna and develop more faith. And once you are on that level, you will see how Krishna carries what you need and preserves what you have. And Krishna sees that there is a devotee who feels some attraction, some faith to him. Krishna is there to help his devotee in all respects. This is what this verse has taught us this evening. And this is also what life will teach us if we follow this very simple but extremely practical piece of advice. Hare Krishna, thank you very much for listening. Do you have any questions regarding these points or maybe other points which I feel? See, in my lectures on these festival days, I think always it's not so helpful if we get into this very highly complex philosophy, but it's important that we become aware of the beautiful foundation stones in Krishna consciousness. And again, put these foundation stones into our lives. Whatever we do, becomes this strong and unshakable. So do you have any questions? You were singing loud, huh? Yes. Your voice is gone.
What is the better way to study the nature of the material?
Philosophical knowledge through the Shastra is the best way to experience reality. Shastra Shakshu means seeing through the eyes of the Shastra. Now when there is an attraction which is there with you and does not die, then you should meditate, this is Narada Muni's statement, about the disadvantages of this attraction. For instance, you might feel attracted tomorrow to eat too much. That's a realistic danger, isn't it? So, if you are in a situation that is not good, then you're not just 25 years old and can digest nails, then what you do is you just meditate about the disadvantages. Today, devotees from Hungary brought me many, many sweets. Sweet too. I remember, and I'm not even ashamed, because I remember when Prabhupada was in Bhubaneswara, he was just preparing to leave his body. I mean, it was just in that year where he left his body. The doctors told him, no sugar, please. And he just nodded in agreement. And the doctor said, it's better to die. She just was very so but anyways, I don't want to die so fast, you know, and therefore my senses wanted to eat many sweets. But then I thought, well, this is not good. The body will not digest it very nicely. So that I just take it was very easy to control the tongue and thinking about the disadvantages. I wouldn't be able to get the blood, I wouldn't be able to get up tomorrow morning, and I would not be able to do my service. So this is very, very good. Meditate about the disadvantages by using the eyes of the Shastra. It works. If it doesn't work, then you have to make the experience and suffer. And usually, after some time, you just say, okay, learned it now. But again, God of the modes will go back to the same situation and suffer again. Better to not fall down even for the first time. But, Virachandra, all this is so much theory. The best is to become attracted to Krishna. You hear regularly about Krishna, pray to Krishna, continue to serve him. Then when you are attracted to Krishna, you just say, Vala Lepa to Maya, small regret to the Vala. This is our real process. Yes. So, Gadadhara says, I have no attraction to the chanting of the holy name. what is then with us? He is singing all day on the streets of Germany. How is this a very situation for us? So, I found out something which worked very nice. I mean, we have spoken many times about how to put more emphasis on the chanting. But you said that if I don't have any taste, it's just a sublime torture. That's all. The answer, I found out, if you think, see, if you are alone in the room, then talking is not very easy. You do it for some time. And then you just good anymore, no taste for continuing. But if there's someone else, you just feel very inspired to talk. I feel. Then I give these lectures and when so many devotees are there, I don't even prepare myself. I just talk. Because I feel so inspired. No need to prepare. Just talk, whatever. So, when you chant, just imagine that Krishna is listening to you. That really helps a lot. Have you ever noticed when you're chanting together with your... I notice sometimes I invite devotees to chant with me in my room and we are chanting together and they also like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And they know because I'm listening. They don't want to get lost. So if you think that Krishna is listening, it is very easy to change. If you know that there is a you, that is God there, chanting is so nice. In Vrindavan, when I was chanting from early in the morning to late at night, I noticed whenever I thought of Krishna there, there was very easy to chant. So for this feeling to come up, it's sometimes very necessary that we know a little bit about Krishna. That we hear about Krishna. For instance, sometimes devotees think, you know, they have heard about Krishna, how Krishna goes into the forest, and then how he takes one of the cowherd boys' feet. You are a little tired, huh? Let me massage your feet. Krishna massages the feet of the cowherd boy. And then the cowherd boys are so very, very, very thankful to Krishna. They also want to do some service for Krishna. So Krishna is never tired. But to allow that service is done for him, he says, I'm so tired. Then the cowherd boys make little beds. Now each cowherd boy wants to make a bed for Krishna. And they all do it. And without being seen by anyone, Krishna expands in so many forms and lies on all the flower beds and sleeps. So when you know about how Krishna does his life. Sometimes when you chant, you think, oh, Krishna, he is very, very wonderful. He is dressed in red mineral colors over his body and green mango leaves over his ear. And you think of beautiful Krishna. He comes into the mind and you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you praise him. In other words, when there is And you, in the entering events, do. Then it becomes very, very easy to engage with that person. But if you do not remember that there is such a you there in your chanting, he is you. Just like imagine you sit in the room. Sometimes when I have a mountain of so many letters, I work the whole day and speak the whole day, and after some time I can't even pronounce the German grammar any longer because it's just so much work and all the time. So, if you know there's a person, or if the wound comes immediately, you talk like, no problem. So, this is my real tip in chanting. I want to request you to try it out, maybe tomorrow. Try it with me. What a disturbance. But if you chant really, if you try to address the Lord, oh my dear Lord, please engage me in your service. Especially when you start kirtan, you should think like this, Lord is listening to me. You may sometimes think, oh, there are so many people and I have to greet them all, or maybe not, or there's so many, like, coming together is also a social function. But if you think of Krishna's listening, okay, so I've given two very long answers, and I feel it's 5 minutes past 9, tomorrow you have a wonderful day before us. Once again, I want to thank you all very much for coming in such big numbers. Vishwanatha's appearance day is really drawing numbers now. Very good. And please don't go so late to bed. All the excitements of seeing your friends, because otherwise you will be tired.
Usred kompletne tamohunske sela, ponekad radimo sela koji su stvarno kompletno tamohuni, čak se plašiš da izađeš, ali čak tamo možeš podeliti 30 knjiga. Sjećam se jednom, Soli Prio smo radili u takvim selima, on je radio neki gornji Vrbovec, a ja neki dolni Vrbovec, a jedan gori od drugog. I onda, hvala. Au, Krišna, hladno. Onda kad smo se dobili u dva, ali prije kompletno inspiriran, kaže, 30 knjiga su uzeli. I tamo, one kuće kao bunkeri, stvarno, nisu imali čak ni prozora. Imamo u Sloveniji neka sela, pogotovo tamo na Krasu, koji su kao bunkeri. Uopšte nemaju, imaju takve male line, pošto je bura, heavy, promaja. A unutra, ono, vise one noge od svinja, ne, pršići. Bunkeri, oni žive tamo unutra, samo piju vino i jede ono. Čak da spomenemo to. I unutra su u kleti, to je njihov dnevni prostor, klet sa buradima, ovim velikim. I kad sretneš takvu osobu, ona je kompletno, jasno, prekrivena tamo gunoma. Čak tamo isto se mogu naći osobe koji jednostavno uzmu knjige na mističan način. Oni sreju osobu koja mu uzela 10 knjiga, malo se s njima neka učiteljica, a neki su baš došli na posjetu sa autom. Kažu da tražim već te knjige, dugo vremena. Jednostavno sretneš par takvih osoba. Krišna može sve aranžirati. Ako vidi da je Bhakta Sankirtan inspiriran, da jednostavno, kad ga Sankirtan lider da tu, to selo, ćeš da radiš. Onda, kad ta Bhakta jednostavno vidi, aha, tu znači Krišna želi da danas djeluje. Ako mi Krišna doveo tu, znači on ima nešto da uradi tu. Trebamo razviti to viziju. Krišna u stvari je, nismo mi kontrolori te misije. Četa Mahaprabhu lično kontrolira Sankitan misiju. Trebamo znati to. Kad mi dođemo negdje, nismo mi sami i one zgrade. Nego je tu isto Četa Mahaprabhu, to je Paramatma, to je Krišna. On tačno zna gdje smo, u kom smo stanju svjesnosti, gdje se nalazimo. I on, ako mi na neki način razvijemo tu iskrenu želju da pomognemo tim ljudima, bilo u kakvom stanju se nalaze oni, Krišna može aranžirati sve, čak može u takvom tamogunskom selu podijeliti puno brdo knjiga. Nevjerovatno, ponekad se desi, čak uzmu set 30 knjiga, neka učiteljica. Meni je uzeo jedan čovjek set knjiga u kući koja još uopšte nisam našao vrata. Nisam uopšte znao gdje se ulazi. Ušao sam jednom tamo, bili su životinje, neka štala, kompletno poderano sve. Ono, nigdje vrata, mislim, onda sam, rekao sam, zaboravi to kuću tu, ne, ko šljivi, ali onda odjednom neka inspiracija u meni, pa too much, da ova kuća nema vrata, to je stvarno too much. U svim kućama sam sad našao vrata. U svim kućama do sad sam našao vrata i tu ću isto naći vrata. Baš mi bilo tako. Onda kad uđem unutra, to je bio neki tip koji je Krišna bio stvarno kompletno u ekstazi, kad je vidio trener košarke. I vegetarijanac dugo vremena bio, živi samo sa svojom mamom, svojom majkom već od maloga. Zato nisu imali nikakva sredstva da poprave tu kuću i to. Ali on je baš je čekao te knjige i dao je sve marke što imao i kupio sve knjige. U takvoj kući. Da, to je bilo na Krasu. Da, sjećam se baš. Jako sam teško našao vrata. Išao sam jedan put skroz okolo i onda sam našao neka vrata koja uopšte bila je paučevina tamo u čošku. Kao da je sve... Kao da je zapušteno sve, da nema nikog više tamo. Tako je izgledalo, a kad sam ušao onda, unutra on normalno. Tako sam navikili da žive i to im je bilo okej. Okay. Čak isto ponekad neki tip, neki stariji čovjek, imam slike, to sam poslao, čak še Višnu padu za Vjasa Puđu. Neki čovjek koji je bio kompletno u komi, bio je pola paraliziran. I isto on živi sam sa svojom ženom tamo u Alpama, tamo predalpski svijet, to je bilo dosta visoko. Tamo sam isto radio i odlučio sam tamo da obranim svaku kuću, baš svaku kuću. I znao sam spisak, bakte sam dao malo veća sela niže, ja sam išao s autom još više, onda s biciklom naokolo, svaku kuću. I prvo sat vremena ništa, jednostavno, baš ljudi ko Alpe, sami isto, tvrdi ko Alpe, ne možeš uopšte probiti njega nikako. Onda jedna žena se ovako smilovala, kaže, ok, uzela dvije slovenske knjige, ove Žiži NGT. Tako počelo, rekao sam, nisam džabe došao tu, dvije knjige. I tako idem malo dalje opet, vidim neke stepenice, samo vidio su samo stepenice u tako malo brdo travo. Gdje idu te stepenice? Tamo je bilo samo žbune, ništa drugo. I vidim te stepenice negdje idu, Krišna, gdje? Ono mi bilo baš čudno, a tamo iza žbune se samo vidjelo malo krova, nije se vidjelo uopće kuće, hiše nikakve. I onda gledam, Krišna, pa šta je to sad opet? Kao neka iluzija, imao sam osjećaj kao da čitam Bhagavatam, gdje jakše pravi iluziju uopće. Tu je sad kuća, ali ti ne možeš ući, ne, pošto je tu iluzija. Onda opet, a to je bilo samo još 5-6 kuća. Ali na neki način sam želio da obradim sve kuće, znao sam da tu neko živi 100%, ali kako da dođu do njega. Onda sam išao okolo opet i tamo nema nikakvog ulaza do te kuće, a znao sam da je kuća, pošto se vidjelo malo krov. I onda jednostavno išao sam po tim stepenicama, onda između džbunja i tamo sretnemo daleka, kao nekog babađija tamo u Indiji, izgledao tip. Imam ga na slike, baš je zanimljiv. Tako hrani tamo kokoške. I bio kompletno paraliziran, tako jedva se kretao, tako išao. Trebalo u barem 5 minuta za 10 metara se kretao, s nekim štapićem išao, tako. I onda kad zagledam tu osobu nadaleko, onda opet um dođe i špekuliram, Krišna, da se isplati da uopšte idem do te osobe, šta, koja korist od toga, on je kompletno nesvjestan čovjek. Ovako imao usta vani, ako pola paraliziran, ovako izgledao, kompletno u komi tip. Onda se neko jedan rekao, sam već došao tu, iću samo tamo i reći mu Hare Krišna na uho i daću mu knjige u ruke i otići. To sam imao planu već. Tako sam već odlučio, sad kad sam već tu, treba on isto dobiti. Na neki način milost, ako sam već došao tako daleko. Onda dođem tamo i dam mu Bhagavad Gita u ruke. On me ovako pogleda i pogleda knjigu i kaže, da li je to Tagore? Tip kaže, da li je to Tagore? Indijski. Krišna, sam bio kompletno šokiran, kako je, mislio sam da je on nepismen čovjek. Izgledao kompletno i onda on je rekao idi sa mnom, onda me pozvao u kuću, onda mi počeo da mi priča sve, gdje on sve putovao, on je preputovao čitav svijet, I pročitao sve moguće knjige, poznao je stvarno sve, Tagorea, sva dela, poznao je čak i, samo nije znao da li je to napisao Tagore, znao je pošto u Tagorejim knjigama čitao, spomenuto Bhagavad Gitu i tako, tako da je mislio da je on to autori. Poslije kad je saznao da su to vede i bio kompletno u ekstazi, dao je u stvari čitao penzi, kupio, ne znam, 6-7 knjiga, to je bilo tada kao, mislim, sve što je imao novca od penzije što mu ostalo. Rekao da dođem još i da će kupiti još drugi put. I da je bio kompletno nesvjestan čovjek, on je kupio isto knjige tamo. Najviše u tom selu u stvari. Ona imaš osjećaj da u stvari taj sankitan radimo samo da sretnemo te ljude. Ne? Znao sam da u ono selo sam došao samo zbog njega. I bio je toliko ekstazitiv, dao nam hruški i svega što imao. Jednostavno, Krišna ga inspirao da jednostavno da sve sad na kraju života za Krišnu, sve za Krišnu. Da da samo novac za Krišnu, da da sve što posjeduje hruške. I onda kad sam išao, ja sam išao onda po fotoaparat, rekao sam, samo pričekajte, idem ja, tamo sam imao aparat u auto, ne. I onda kad sam se vraćao, kao da je znao da sam vegetarijanac i da imao tam samo moguć garbić, ne. On je pripremao tamo samo hruške, čitao hruške, jabuke, čitao korpu, samo toga. Kaže, jedi sada, ako ne, onda uzmi sve sa sobom. Baš je Krišna ga kompletno i baš sam tada osjetio. Tog dana u stvari mi je bila to najveća inspiracija. Ne? I onda poslije ponekad smo išli dole niže, onda su još uzeli puno knjiga. Tako da u stvari ja lično nekako sam stvarno realizirao da je to velika milost. Ako dobijemo to svjesnost, da stvari svi trebaju dobiti milost. Da nećemo poslije na kraju života sresti nekog čovjeka koji će nam, kaže se, učitat. Kako se kaže učitat? Koji će nam reći, ako od nas niste bili, nama niste dali nikakvu šansu. Ne smemo dozvoliti to. Taj život imamo tu i mladi smo još, imamo energije puno. I na neki način se angažira da jednostavno svi dobiju tom životu šansu da se jednostavno sretnu s baktom, sretnu s tim knjigama, s prasadomom. Jednostavno da dobiju milost Krišne na neki ili drugi način. I zato jednostavno na taj način u stvari u potpunosti slijedimo to instrukciju u svakom selu, u svakom gradu. Znači, to je stvari, tu se faza završava. Na taj način smo dali šansu. Knjige su tamo instalirane kao božanstva. Samo se pronađe neka osoba koja pročita to, shvati u čemu je poanta, kao što to shvaćaju ovi ruski ljudi koji pišu pisma. On shvaća, pročita jednu knjigu i shvati. Aha, treba dobiti duhovnog učitelja, treba početi slijediti regulativne principe, treba mantrat Hare Krishna Maha mantru i treba služiti, sa svojim aktivnostima služiti Krišni, to je sve. Može i osoba s jedne knjige shvatiti sve te stvari. I Krišna može u svakom selu inspirirati barem jednu osobu da shvati to. I on počne tamo sankitan pokret, instalira tamo, počne sankitan misiju. Na taj način u stvari se uresničuje taj gigantski plan Šrila Prabhupade, koji je bio opet uvest vedski sistem u društvu, vedsku instituciju. To je bio njegov plan. A sve je baza su knjige. Sve je baza su tu knjige. Ako se ne podele knjige, onda ljudi nema nikakvih informacija. Ako su knjige tu, onda su tu baš sve informacije, šta treba. Ljudi ponekad prakticiraju to čak i da nemaju nikakav kontakt sa baktama. Onda bakte saznaju, oni su kompletno šokirani. Oni to već sve slede, ali ne znaju uopće za bakte. I sve su dobili u tim knjigama. I zato isto Šrila Prabhupada. Uvijek, kad god imao neke programe, neke planove umu, njegova baza su bile uvijek knjige. On zna da bez da se dele knjige nema nikakvog novca za projekte, da se gradi nešto, da se kupuje zemlja, da se jednostavno dele knjige, štampaju knjige u stvari. Zato je taj njegov princip bio uvijek takav. Knjige su baza, kad se dele knjige onda se mogu štampati knjige. Kad se štampaju knjige onda se može još više deliti knjiga. Onda se od toga odvoji nešto za kupovanje zemlje, za gradnju projekta, razno raznih. Na taj način se u stvari uspostavlja ta Varnašrama institucija. I to je po milošću Bhakta, u stvari. Bhakta koji su angažirani u toj misiji, to se već dešava. Atmosfera se pročišćuje, sve više i više. Mi imamo iskustva iz Slovenije. Na nekim mjestima smo bili već, da, 3, 4, 5 puta, u stvari. Tako. A sad radimo baš zadnju zonu gdje još nismo obradili, baš svako selo. Sad radimo zadnju od tih 22 zone koliko imamo. I vidimo, gdje nismo bili još s knjigama, jako teško deliti knjige, prvi put. Ljudi su kao životinje, stvarno. Onda kad dođemo drugi, treći put, kao ovi bakte koji rade kod nas iz Ljubljanskog templa, imamo isto neku malu skupinu koja radi sva područja oko Ljubljane, 50 km otprilike. Tamo čak kad smo bili već 3-4 puta, mogu deliti jako fino. Čak idu svake godine, ponekad čak i više puta, na 8 mjeseci. I sad jako fino deli tamo. Čak da se zna, sećamo se prvi put kako teško je bilo. Tržić ili Jesenice. Kad smo išli prvi put u Jesenice, Avduta probu rekao, ja ga pitam, Avduta, daj, kaži nešto, ti uvijek nam kažeš neku inspiraciju. Sad idemo tamo, ljudi, jasno, kao prvo nisu imali nikakvog novca. Znamo se tamo i železara, kompletna tamo guna. Ljudi su bili više nego tamo guni. Uvijek karma. Ja, što boli daj. Ona Avduta kaže, jedini način je da postavite transcendentalni. To je bila njegova transcendentalna instrukcija. Onda smo to nosili u srcu, čitao 14 dana i baš desilo se da nismo tamo podelili ništa manje nego negdje drugdje. Po milošću Bhakta i Krišne. Jednostavno uzimali su knjige, komplete, više knjiga. Kad nisu imali nikakvog novca, dali su zadnji novac. Stvari, baš vidiš da je to čudo, Bhakta je isto. Osjeti kod sebe, to je pravo čudo. Kao što je Krišnadas Kaviraj Goswami isto, kad je pisao te knjige, Čitanja Charitamrite, on isto to zaključio. Pravo čudo, kako pišem ja to. 90 imam godina i ruke mi se tresu, čak ne vidim ništa. Ali još uvijek pišem. To je pravo čudo. Znači, vidim, to je transcendentalno. To nije jednostavno neka materijalna aktivnost. To je Sankitan isto. Možemo, ako ne, preko drugih simptoma, barem preko tih stvari, najgrubljih što se manifestuju. Pravo čudo da nekim ljudima ponekad možemo podeliti knjige. Stvari nismo mi, nego to je uradio Krišna. Pošto Čet Mahaprabhu uvijek može sve urediti tako da bude ugodno za Sankitan. Zato nema stvari nikad, ne treba biti zabrinut kako i gdje i kako i te skoba. Čet Mahaprabhu, ako imamo plan, ako imamo neki način tu, ljude koji su spremni da se angažiraju bhakte, u toj misli onda Krišna pomaže bhakti. Tako možemo uvijek nastaviti, ponovo i ponovo. Jasno. Pokušati predati maksimalnu inteligenciju. Ponekad isto sami mislimo. A nemamo nikakvog mozga. Kako da sad to sredimo? Kako uradimo to? Ali jednostavno, ponekad treba se na taj način predati Krišni. Da.
Dhanma-karma-ca vishvatman,
ajasya-kartu-atmana,
viryan-rishishu-yadashu, tadadyanta-vidambanam, janma-karma-ca vishvatman,
Dhanma-karma-ca-vishvatmana
Ajasya-kartu-atmana
Tiryan-rishishu-yadashu
Tadadyanta-vidambanam
Vishma-atman O dušo univerzuma Ajasya, od nerođenog, akartu, od neaktivnog, atmana,
atmana,
od vitalne energije,
tirjak,
životinja,
mri,
ljudsko biće, rišišu, među mudracima,
jadašu,
u vodi.
To.
Atyanta.
Stvarno.
Vidambanam.
Zbunjujuće.
Naravno, zbunjujuće je od duša univerzuma. Do mnoge raznovrsne energije i sve obavlja savršeno, bezuzročnim znanjem, snagom i djelatnostima. Sve ove izjave dokazuju bez ikakve sumnje da sve gospodine djelatnosti, oblici i djela su nerazumljivi za našu ograničenu moć mišljenja. I pošto je neshvatljivo moćan, sve je moguće u njemu. Prema tome, niko ne može da ga tačno procijeni. Svako gospodinovo djelo je zbunjujuće za prosječnog čovjeka. Nije moguće da se shvati beskrajnim znanjem, ali ga lako mogu shvatiti čisti bhakte, jer su u prisnom odnosu sa njim. Bhakte zato znaju gdje ako se pojavljaju među životinjama, nije životinja, niti riši, niti riba, već je vječno uzvišeni gospodin u svim uvjetima.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Simad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyari Satadine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare the vital force and the unborn. You yourself descend amongst animals, men, sages, and aquatics. Verily, this is bewildering.
Naravno, zbunjujuće je o dušu univerzuma da djeluješ iako si neaktivan i da se rađaš iako si vitalna sila i nerođen. Lično silaziš među životinje, ljude, mudraca i vodena bića. U istinu, to je zbunjujuće. Djelatnosti Krišne su uvijek zbunjujuće jer on djeluje na transcendentalnoj razini.
His activities cannot be understood by people who are on the mundane platform.
Ljudi koji su na svjetovnom nivou ne mogu razumjeti njegove aktivnosti.
Here of an example of two fishes who once saw the reflection of the moon in the same lake where they were swimming.
Postoje primjer dvije ribe koje su jednog dana u jezeru u kojem su plivale ugledale odraz mjeseca.
So they asked the moon, what kind of fish are you?
Onda su zapitali mjesec, kakva si ti vrsta ribe?
Because they couldn't understand that the moon is many thousands of miles away in the sky.
Nisu mogu shvatiti da se mjesec nalazi tisućama milja daleko od njeg, negdje na nebu.
So in the same way, when Krishna appears on the earth, naham prakasha sarvasya, he is not manifest to the foolish and unintelligent human beings.
Na sličan način, kada se Krishna pojavi na zemlji, onda on se ne manifestira budalostim živim bićima, ne inteligentnim.
Yes. Only his pure devotees will be able to understand him by their development of
jedno čisti bhakte će biti u stanju da ga shvate razvijanjem bhakti.
Through the eyes of love you can understand Krishna, not elsewise.
Krishnu možete shvatiti samo kroz oči ljubavi, a ne drugačije.
The same holds true with his devotees.
Ista je stvar i sa njegovim bhaktama.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is stated that Vaishnavera Kriyamuta Vigena Bujaya, an ordinary man, cannot possibly understand a Vaishnava, a devotee of the Lord.
Chaitanya Charitamrita izjavljuje da obična osoba ni u kom slučaju ne može shvatiti Vaishnava, bhakta gospodina.
Srila Madhavendra Puri expresses this in a very interesting verse.
Srila Madhavendra Puri to izražava u jednom jako zanimljivom stihu.
He says, the philosophers may call me to be very arrogant, because
on kaže, filozofi mogu reći da sam jako arogantan.
Like they say, oh, you Hare Krishna, you think you have the answers for everything. You have heard this?
Kao što kažu, o, vi Hare Krishna, mislite da vi imate odgovor za sve.
Yes. And my brother may think I'm totally confused because I'm not, working in the material world.
Moj brat može pomisliti da sam potpuno zbunjen zato što ne djelujem u materijalnom svijetu.
Like Bobby's brother preached to me in Zagreb, please tell Bobby he must go to the university, otherwise he is finished in life.
Kao Bobby's brat mi je propovjedao u Zagrebu, rekao je, molim te, obavesti Bobija da mora ići na fakultet, inače je njegov život propao.
So his brother might think he is confused because he lives in the temple.
I njegov brat može smatrati da je Bobi zbunjen zato što živi u templu.
And the materialists, they call me a great fool.
A materialisti me nazivaju velikom budalom.
That doesn't matter. My determination to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be shaken.
Međutim, to me ne smeta. Moja odlučnost da služim svevišnju božansku osobu ne može biti udrmana.
So you can see, the materialists, the material people, ordinary people, cannot possibly understand a Vaishnava.
Dakle, materialisti ili obični ljudi nisu u stanju razumjeti Vaishnava.
Today, we have the disappearance day of Srila Narottamdas Thakura.
I danas je dan odlaska Srila Narottamdas Thakura.
And the way he disappeared is totally incomprehensible for an ordinary man.
A način na koji je on napustio ovaj svijet je potpuno neshvatljiv za običnog čovjeka.
At the time when he felt that Krishna was calling him,
u vrijeme kada je osjetio da ga Krishna poziva,
he was going into the Ganga.
On je tišao do Gange.
And he told his disciples they should please pour water over him.
I zamolio je svoje učenike da ga poliju vodom.
And as they did this, his body dissolved and became like milk and floated down the Ganga. That was how he disappeared.
I dok su oni to radili, njegovo tijelo se rastopilo, preobrazilo se u mlijeko i jednostavno isteklo u Gangu. Na taj način je on nestao.
This is wonderful, isn't it?
To je zadivljujuće, zar ne?
What happened to his bones, you might ask?
Što se dogodilo s njegovim kostima, možete se zapitati.
How is it possible?
Kako je to moguće?
I'm confused.
Zbunjen sam.
But these are the activities of the Lord and his dear devotees. You cannot understand them with an ordinary perspective.
Ali to su djelatnosti gospodina i njegovih dragih bhakta. Ne možete ih shvatiti običnim viđenjem.
Today I want to tell you a little bit about the glories of Srila Narottamdas Thakura.
Danas vam želim nešto malo reći o slavama Srila Narottamdas Thakura.
Are you interested to hear a little bit?
Da li vas zanima da čujete?
It is, when we hear how he disappears, we are already fascinated. Oh, there must be more amazing things coming.
Samo kada čujemo načinu kako je on napustio ovu planetu, već smo malo fascinirani i mislimo, mora da ima i drugih zanimljivih stvari na njegovom životu.
Da, da. So, Narottamdas Thakura became the object of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even before he was born.
Narottamdas Thakura je postao objekt milosti Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu čak i prije no što se rodio.
Once when Mahaprabhu traveled up the Ganga, he all of a sudden shouted, Narottam, oh Narottam.
Jednog dana, dok je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu putovao uz Gangu, odjednom je odviknuo, Narottam, oh Narottam.
And Nityananda Kodanda, that who's this Narottama? He seems to be very dear to you, so that you are calling his name so much.
Nityananda Prabhu nije mogao shvatiti, zapitao je, ko je taj Narottama? Izgleda ti je jako drag kada uzvikuješ njegovo ime.
Or said Mahaprabhu, he has not yet appeared.
A Mahaprabhu rekao, on se još nije pojavio.
In the future, when we have left this world, when we have left this planet, he will preach pure love of Godhead.
U budućnosti, nakon što mi napustimo planetu, on će propovijedati čistu ljubav prema Bogu.
But that is not so difficult, as it's very difficult to obtain pure love of Godhead, said Narottama Das Thakur.
Ali
Nityananda Prabhu.
Ali Nityananda Prabhu je rekao, to je jako teško dostići čistu ljubav prema Bogu.
He will get it at a very early age, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je govorio, on će ju dobiti u jako ranom dobu.
And this, and what he did is, he, a beautiful form emanated from him, which was that love of Godhead. And Chaitanya said, called Mother Ganga, said, take care of this great gift. And when Narottam takes a bath in your waters, then you can give him that pure love of Godhead.
Inače se dogodilo da je jedan prekrasan oblik emanirao iz tijela Čaitanje Mahaprabhu, manifestirao se, i onda je Čaitanje Mahaprabhu to dao da čuva majici Gangi, i rekao je, evo čuvaj ovaj jako dragoceni poklon, i kada se Narottam Das Thakur bude kupao u tvojim vodama, onda mu to predaj.
So sometime after the disappearance of Chaitanya, of Gaunitai, the very rich king Krishnananda had a beautiful son.
I nešto nakon što su Chaitanya Gaunitai napustili planetu, jedan jako bogati kralj po imenu Krishnananda je dobio sina.
And to give you an idea just how rich he was, I want to, Hare Krishna, I want to tell you what kind of invitation cards he sent around.
I da bi vam samo dao ideju o tome koliko je bio bogat, ispričat ću vam kakve pozivnice poslao u nogu.
Yeah. I think in business life we know that the invitations which are sent, you can judge how rich the company is when you see how nicely they are printed and so on.
U biznisu možemo shvatiti koliko je određena kompanija bogata po tome kako su lijepo uređene i koliko su skupocene pozivnice koje šalje.
So Krishna Nanda had pure gold plates, pure gold. And inside it was engraved, I want to request you to please come to the celebrations, celebrating the birth of my dear son, Narottam.
Znači, Krishnananda je napravio te pozivnice od čistog zlata, u njima je bilo ugravirano.
Not paper, pure gold, not paper.
Da, to nije bio papir, to je bilo čisto zlato. I u njima je bilo ugravirano, kako poziva, te od, ljude određene da dođu na proslavu rođenje njegovog sina Narottama.
It was his only son and he was extremely happy.
On je bio njegov jedini sin i bio izuzetno sretan.
So it is described that in his youth Narottam was extremely learned. Intelligent. He would have the best teachers in the world, in the country, coming to him and teaching him personally.
Opisano je da je Narottam u svojoj mladosti bio izuzetno inteligentan. Najbolji učitelji iz te zemlje bi dolazili kod njega i podučavali ga.
He only had one time a lesson and it was in his mind.
Lekciju bi čuo samo jedan put i ona je već bila u njegovom umu.
Are you also like this? Yes. Please come here. Lazy, otherwise you will not concentrate. What is your name?
Tanin.
Tanin, yes. Krishnananda always felt something was strange with his boy.
Ali Krishnananda je uvijek osjećao da nešto nije u redu s njegovim dječakom.
He would always ask his teachers, can't you teach me something about Krishna?
Uvijek je pitao učitelja da mu kaže nešto, da ga poduče nešto o Krishni.
This is so boring what you teach me.
Ovo što mu učitelj je tako dosadno.
And he somehow had an idea, if this son comes together with devotees, something extraordinary will happen.
I njegov otac ima osjećaj da ako ovaj dječak dođe u kontakt sa bhaktama, nešto jako neobično će se dogoditi.
He even knew if this son would take his bath in the Ganga, he might not remain the same.
Čak je znao da ako se njegov sin okupa u Gangi, možda više neće ostati kakav je bio.
Therefore, he never allowed Vaishnavas to come and meet his son.
Zato nikad nije dozvolio Vaishnavama da dođu i susretnu njegovog sina.
And he built a pond, a pukur, next to the house, so that Narottam would only take his bath in that pukur, and not go to the Ganga.
I napravio malo jezero u blizini svoje kuće, tako da bi se Narottam uvijek kupao tamo i nikad ne bi otišao na Ganga.
Yes. He just felt this is like a hidden flame, my son.
Osjećao je da njegov sin poput prikrivenog plamena.
Then it becomes manifest. Ooh, something very terrible will happen.
I ako se te plamena manifestira, nešto užasno će se dogoditi.
So, one day, it was when everyone had a big festival.
Jednog dana, bio se veliki festival.
The young prince, said he wanted to sleep.
No, the prince is in the town.
So he went to his room.
What is his room?
And then he climbed out of one window.
And then he climbed out of one window.
And he went to the Ganga.
What is the Ganga?
At next morning, when Krishnananda and his wife looked into the bedroom,
kada su drugo jutro Krishnananda i njegova žena potražili spavajući sobi Narottama, on njega nije bilo.
It has happened.
Znali su, to se dogodilo.
So, they searched the whole area for the sun.
Čitavu solnost pretražili, tragajući za sinom.
And they couldn't find anyone.
Ali nikoga nisu mogli naći.
Narottama seemed to have disappeared. It seemed he had entered the earth or something.
Izgleda je Narottam nestao da je ušao u zemlju ili nešto slično.
In the evening they came back and said, no, we couldn't find, I'm sorry, the guard said, I'm sorry, we are so sorry, we couldn't find anyone. There's only one totally mad person on the bank of the Ganga.
Na večer su se ovi stražari vratili i rekli, žao nam je, ništa, nikoga nisam mogli pronaći, jedna totalna bludaka koji se nalazi na obali Gange.
He's all the time shouting, Krishna, oh Krishna.
Svi to vrijeme uzivio, Krishna, oh Krishna.
How does he look like, the king?
King je kralje zapitao, kako on izgleda?
Well, hair is all disorderly.
Njegova kosa razbarušena.
But he couldn't be your son.
Ali nije moguće da je on tvoj sin.
Because his skin is very bright.
Jer njegova koža je jako svjetla.
Narottam had very dark skin.
A Narottam imao tamnu kožu.
He was almost black.
Praktički je bio crn.
So dark.
Toliko je bio tamno.
So anyways, Krishnananda said, I want to see this madman.
Svejedno, rekao je Krishnananda, želim vidjeti tog luđaka.
And when he came, he saw it was Naruto.
Kad je došao, vidio da je to Naruto.
And he was totally, he was like a different person.
I ne bio poput potpuno druge osobe.
From his eyes there was a constant stream of tears.
Iz njegovih očiju su neprestano lile suze.
He went
manifestirale sve transformacije ekstaze.
And what was the most strangest, he had a complete fair, almost golden complexion.
I ono što je jako čudno, on imao potpuno svjetlo, skoro zlatnu put.
What had happened?
Što se to dogodilo?
Well, the moment he entered Mother Ganga,
u trenutku kada je ušao majku Gangu,
the waves of the Ganga went high in ecstasy.
Talasi Gange su porasli u ekstazi.
And then the golden form of which Mahaprabhu had left in the care of Mother Ganga entered the body of Narottama.
Da zlatni oblik koji je Čitana Mahaprabhu ostavio u majici Gangi je ušao u tijelo Narottama.
And therefore his body became also so light.
I zato njegovo tijelo također postalo tako svjetlo.
Not svjetlo, but so bright, huh? Or is it the same?
Blistio.
Blistio, yes, blistio. So this is from that day on, Narottam always wanted to go to Vrindavan.
Od tog dana, Narottam je uvijek želio ići u Vrindavan.
He could not go to school any longer.
Više nije mogao pohađati školu.
He had no interest
in
festivals.
Bilo kakve proslave.
He always asked his father, "Father, can we go to Vrindavan, please?"
Uvijek je molio oca da ga odvede u Vrindavan.
"Yes, yes," says Krishnananda. "In one week we will go."
Da, Krishnananda je rekao, evo, za tjedan dana idemo.
He was just hoping that this wonderful, this mood of intense love of Godhead would just go away with the time.
Svi to vrijeme se nadao da će to raspoloženje ljubavi prema Bogu sa vremenom nestati.
Narottam has packed all the things in his room to go.
Narottam se spremio sve svoje stvari za odlazak.
After one week he came to his father. "Father, can't we go to Vrindavan?"
I nakon tjedan dana je došao oče i rekao, "Oče, da li idemo u Vrindavan?"
"Vrindavan." "Just now some political arrangements must be made. I couldn't foretell, but in one week we will go."
Evo upravo sada moram jedan jako bitni politički aranžman da napravim. Ne mogu baš tačno reći, ali negdje oko otprilike jedan tjedan idemo.
Narottam was only in his room, just chanting the names of Goni Thai, with tears of love coming from his eyes.
I Narottam je bio samo u svojoj sobi, pjeva i mantra imena Gornita i suze su tekle iz njegovih očiju.
And there were
ljubavi.
Many guards before the room.
A ispred sobe je bilo puno stražara.
One day, Krishnananda looked in the room and Narottam was gone.
Jednog dana Krishnananda je pogledao u sobu, a Narottama tamo nije bilo.
He, alone as a prince, barefoot, was running to Vrindavan.
On je sam,
or walking.
On je sam, iako je bio princ iz Bosanog, je krenuo za Vrindavan.
He didn't know the way.
Nije znao put.
But Mahaprabhu from within his heart told him.
Ali Mahaprabhu iz njegovog srca ga podučavao.
Finally he arrived in Vrindavan.
Konačno stigao u Vrindavan.
And he fell unconscious on the bank of the river Yamuna, totally overwhelmed by the sanctity of the place or the river where Krishna had bathed.
I onda je došao u Vrindavan i odmah je pao bez svijesti na obalu reke Yamune, potpuno preplavljen svetošću mjesta i rijeke u kojoj se Krishna osobno kupao.
He was full with expectation that Krishna would appear to him.
Bio je puno očekivanja da će mu se Krishna pojaviti.
And in that expectation, hours turned into millenniums.
I očekujući tako susret sa Krishnom, sati su se gledali duge poput millennium.
I don't know how, if you can understand, but it was like this when we came to the, we drove from Vienna to the Josipa Brunica temple.
Evo ne znamo, mi smo se tako vozili iz Vienna, iz Beča do Josipa Brunica.
And when I was on the inner
sam bio na pumpi vina, I said, oh, soon we will see the Vaishnavas. Sam uskoro ćemo vidjeti Vaishnavas. It was very, so much expectation was there.
Tako puno sam očekivao.
After traveling for 5 hours on the road.
Nakon pet časova puta.
Seeing only, non-Vaishnavas.
Vidjeti samo abaste.
And then I saw, then we saw the car of our Sankirtan army, Krishna Swarup, or what is Swarupananda, and Odivya Nayaka, full with light in his face.
I onda smo vidjeli auto naše Sankirtan vojske, da su bili Swarupananda, Odivya Nayaka,
and the expectation went higher.
I očekivanje su se još više povisilo.
Finally we saw the wonderful decorations of the temple.
Onda smo vidjeli prekrasne ukrase hrama.
And then we know soon we will be in the temple.
I znači smo uskoro ćemo biti u hramu.
So when a pure devotee, like Narottam, when he says the sees the river Yamuna, he says, soon there must be Krishna.
I tako čisti Bhakta Narottam, kad je vidio Yamunu, osjeća je mi se uskoro mora vidjeti i Krishna.
So therefore he just fell into ecstasy.
Zato je pao u ekstazu.
And in that ecstasy he saw the golden form of Gauranga.
I u toj ekstazi je vidio transcendentalni oblik Gauranga.
Who is the totem of his mission.
Koji mu je dao misiju.
I want you to stay in Vrindavan, learn from Jiva Goswami, and then spread Krishna consciousness all around the country.
Želim da ostaneš u